It's JJHI Radio. And now, your host, JJ Head. Doing it a little bit differently tonight here on the program. Welcome back, folks. Today is our 9th anniversary. A very different place and time. A very different mindset. Tonight, I'll share with you my thoughts, as well as some of your questions. We may not have answers, but we can share our thoughts. A man walks into a bar, looking rather downtrodden and depressed. The man behind the bar says, "Hey, Dave, I'm glad you made it home last night. I've never seen you so intoxicated." "Yeah, I went home in blue chunks," Dave said. The bartender empathetically states, "It's okay. It happens. Why the long face this evening? It's a new day. And the night is young." Dave looks at him and says, "That may be. But my dog's name is Chunks." My mother never breastfed me. She said she just wanted to be friends. She had morning sickness, after I was born. My dog is a typical modern female canine. When I tried to breed her, she wanted 50 treats.
JHI Inbox. JJ.
Thank you, Tor Control. Amanda from St. Pete, Florida. JJ, do you know any good places to find a date with Aryan Brotherhood members? If not, what about the Sisterhood? Well, Amanda, I'm not a member of any of those types of organizations, that's for sure. Not really my flavor of ice cream, if you will. But let's just take a look at St. Pete here. Just going to the Southern Poverty Law Center's website. Yeah. Florida states in 2022, it's a while ago, 89 hate and anti-government groups were tracked in Florida. Just going to run down the list here. Feel free to take a look on your own there, Amanda. Act for America of Heathrow, Florida, surrounding area. It's an anti-Muslim group. Pretty horrific. The America First Foundation in St. Petersburg proper. White nationalist group. And finally, the American College of Pediatricians. This isn't St. Petersburg, this is Gainesville, so a little bit of a drive. But the American College of Pediatricians, an anti-LGBTQ organization. So, Amanda, if you'd like to learn more there, the splcenter.org website, splcenter.org, the Southern Poverty Law Center, acts as kind of like TripAdvisor for hate groups. Good luck, Amanda. Another question here from the inbox. JJ, describe your pre-show workout. Well, Jorgen, or Jorgen, not quite sure how it's pronounced. Typically, I'll put on the electronic tea kettle, fill it full of water, and I'll pick up a peppermint tea bag, a chamomile one, boil that water up, and when it's ready, I'll pour it over a strainer. Very important you do this. You don't just dip it in the water like a commoner. You got to run that water over the strainer. And once that tea is made, I drop in a little bit of honey and I start sipping. Then I fire up a hot shower, burn a little Palo Santos wood, and I scrub myself down. After that, I'll usually pick up a bath sheet towel. I don't go with the standard size. I'm looking to dry myself. And then I proceed to pat myself dry. Once I'm dry, I apply a little body powder to the nether regions. I slip on my V-neck shirt and a pair of comfy shorts and proceed to the studio console where I am sitting right now, describing to you my routine. Feel free to give it a try sometime, Jorgen. Let me know how it goes. This has been a great show so far. What do you think, Twerkatron?
Those were letters from the JJHI radio inbox, available at admin@jjheadinterests.com.
You know, I'll say this, hopefully just once. There's no way any of you will change my mind about Bruce Jenner. Okay? I maintain he is most definitely, without a doubt, guilty of manslaughter. You know, it also reminds me this one time I was speaking to my now ex-girlfriend. This is several years ago. She had said to me, "Babe, a small penis is not that big a deal." And to this day, I don't know if I was being insensitive or saying this to her maybe went too far. But I mentioned, "I don't know, Jenny. I kinda wish you didn't have one at all." You know, I read the other day they caught an Asian man urinating in a vat of Tsingtao beer. And my thought was, can anyone really tell the difference? You know what I wouldn't mind trying? A bat sandwich. Cooked the right way, I'm sure it tastes like chicken. Mickey Mouse and Minnie Mouse were in divorce court a few weeks ago. The judge said to Mickey, "You state here that your wife is crazy. I mean, that she's really fucking crazy." Mickey replied, "No, I didn't. I said she's fucking goofy." Who were the trans pioneers? The real trans pioneers. I think it was the Transformers. I think it's wise to exercise judgment. Like when someone tells me, "Wish in one hand and crap in the other." Well, I just refuse. When people say, "You need to lose weight, JJ," I always say, "Sure. And you need to stop staring at my tits, asshole." The nerve of some people. With the Olympics coming up soon, I recall watching the women's 200 meter breaststroke. And I gotta tell you, I am still not convinced that there are women with tits that big. So I'm watching a lot of TV lately. My last gadget was overwhelmed by porn viruses. The closest I get these days to MILF on MILF is Bravo. And how ironic is that? Perhaps it's tragic. A network known for showcasing successful gays is my go-to in the absence of the internet in my home. And finally tonight, for your consideration, how much should a roof cost? Well, nothing. It's on the house.
This has been JJHI Radio. Join us next week for more of your and our thoughts.